Where are we at with this this kill notice, this photo, Kate and the family, for something that was supposed to induce some sort of sigh of relief? It's caused exactly the opposite. Royal Editor at the Daily Mail, Russell Myers, is with us on this. Russell, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
The statement we've had in the last couple of hours on X from the princess herself, is that, do you think that settled it or not?
No, unfortunately, I don't think it will be as easy as that. It's gone from sort of bad to worse for Kensington Palace. I mean, they took a vow of silence, it seemed, when this issue with the photograph was coming up on Sunday afternoon and evening. And then it was made worse by the world's biggest photography agencies pulling it from their own libraries. And, you know, they were sort of backed into a corner to release this statement from the Princess of Wales on Monday morning. So I think there are still issues around the picture about how much it was edited, when it was edited, how many photographs it was taken from. I mean, it's just a litany of errors. And I think the issue for them is why they thought it was wise to put out a photograph like that and give it not only on their own social media pages, but to the world's media organisation who trust them on a daily basis.
Yeah, I can't work out what they were thinking. Were they thinking no one would check, they can't be that naive, or were they thinking everyone would check and yes, they'd see it's photoshopped, but everything's photoshopped and nothing on social media these days is as what it seems, therefore it's normal, therefore it's no big deal?
Well, I think I've just heard the Deputy News Director of AFP, Eric Barrett, say today about how, you know, the reason why everybody didn't check this first of all was because it was taken from a trusted source. And I think everybody needs to be very wary of trusting those trusted sources, as it were. And that mistake certainly won't happen again. I mean, we have had this issue before with Kensington Palace. Last Christmas, they released a photograph at Christmas where one of Louis's fingers was missing. And it was probably put down to sort of photo editing mishap and nobody sought to raise it, as it was sort of a sweet family Christmas Day image. But the issue for Kensington Palace is that in recent days they've hit out at the madness of social media. You know, they've questioned press ethics in the past, and here we are. We have sort of up to 17 inaccuracies now of a heavily altered, doctored, manipulated image, whatever you want to call it, produced from their very own hands. So it's a big, big issue for them.
Now, the photo we've seen this morning of William and Kate leaving Windsor Castle, back of the car, you see William, you see the back of her head. If you're a conspiracy theorist, do you go nuts over this one as well?
Well, I think they're working overtime, the conspiracy theorists at the moment, aren't they? But you know, I think, you know, more to the point, I mean, a lot of people in the traditional media, myself included, had really defended Kensington Palace over the last couple of weeks and appealed for calm, as they had done. Certainly, you know, the Princess of Wales is in hospital, she's recovering at home. These awful sort of smears and conspiracy theories that have plagued social media in recent days don't do anyone any favours. But as I said, if they're adding fuel to the fire themselves, you've really got to question their intentions when they're speaking to us on a daily basis.
Well, I've got you, Russell. The Charles video for the Commonwealth Day memorial service. What does he look? I've been looking at it closely. They will have done the makeup the best they can. The lighting. Is he looking okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think you look at sort of the schedule that he's had at the moment. Undoubtedly, he's probably going to have lost a little bit of weight. I don't think we can read too much into it. I think the issue for him is he's keeping up quite a schedule, even undergoing this cancer treatment. And we've seen him with the Prime Minister, with politicians. He's obviously been out and about making these videos. So he's obviously very keen to remain to be seen, as it were, which is unfortunately in direct contrast with the Princess of Wales, which is causing most of these problems.
And I think that is part of the issue, isn't it? Russell, good to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Russell Myers, who's the Royal Editor for the Daily Mail.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.